can hang out here. You can. All the rules have changed. Not all the rules. That's the number one important, most important thing. Well, all this is happening in the world right now. The appearances, the circumstances, the situations, the doubt, the unknown, running into the abyss. I'm going to set this down over here. And I'm going to take this off. Maybe. I won't move around so much. So the uncertainty of this new unknown, as it was coming, as it was being studied, as it was being discovered, as it was being looking for the ways, and what's this thing going to do? And communication and ideas and fears and doubts and worries and people with stories and all of our stories with all of this bring us back to this place. Bring us back here, not in the room, but in this place of knowing the God presence, spirit, the universal intelligence, that divine idea. 5 years ago, almost 5 years ago, a couple months off, 5 years ago, I was in this room having just played that song anyway by Martina McBride, because many of you watching online who are not in this room today who know about the floods in Wimberley, Texas in 2015 and the tragedy, unimaginable scope of the amount of water and the amount of destruction that happened did something amazing. In all of the midst of the chaos, it brought people together. And I chose that song again today anyway for that very reason. We do it anyway. No matter what the appearances or the circumstances or the conditions or the way things might look today, we pray. That's our go-to. So thank you for being online today. And I invite you, first of all, don't get too comfortable sitting at home in your jammies or in your undies or nothing, drinking your coffee, having your breakfast. Don't get too comfortable doing that, because I know, and I know that you also know, that we love being in this room together. There's a difference of energy that does not transmit. We do our best. We try to transmit that energy as we live stream. And we try to make sure that it gets on the recording. And you know that those of you that are holding space in the room right now today, you know the energy is very different. But this is what's important about that in this day and age, is that we can and we must continue to generate that same energy. That same energy of love and connection and reaching out. And using the power of our the powerful power of our imaginations to go into the place, close our eyes if we need to, and say, I'm imagining sitting in the room with all those people that I love. I'm imagining being in a space that is surrounding the world with the people, that with the love radiating out from the people that I love, that we love. And we must. That's our jobs right now. The reading today, thank you, and I want to thank Leslie Howe again for choosing that. We do once a month, or thereabouts, we do a reading from the Science of Mind magazine. And Leslie was so in tune with the idea that today's reading, although it was really, really terrific, it just didn't seem to fit quite as well today for what's going on. And so she found that reading, that writing, in a very synchronistic, but we know it's a God way. As our friend Jan McGowan in the room likes to say, I smell God when things like that happen. So Leslie found that thing from World War II, and because it was so appropriate, about fear and faith. It's about us choosing which one we're going to feed. There is a spectrum, if you think of the infinite, bigger than this room, bigger than the universe that we know of. And consider it as a line, a scale, a spectrum. And anywhere along those spectrum, both fear and faith reside. Both fear and faith reside on that in infinite numbers and infinite. But let's just give it a form that we can get in our heads, wrap our heads around, and say just between here and here, here is fear, here is faith. And somewhere in the middle, we like to balance them both so that we're not doing this. We love to be on the love side, but if we're always in so much of this with not paying attention to the human side of things that we do need to take care of, we can get real loopy out here, real loopy and disconnected. Even though we think we're living in love, we can get really disconnected from what needs to happen on the human scale. And we also know that right now there seems to be a lot more of a tilt to the fear side. And so our job and my instructions to you, your job today and continuing, not just through this situation with a virus, but through life till the end of, till you're done. And then do some more after that, if that's what you believe. We've got to do the love stuff to bring this back up. We've all seen the reports of people doing crazy things like waiting in line until the box store opens to get the next shipment of toilet paper. And I love seeing the posts, and I'm already seeing this happening in our community and people that are much more mindful and aware of saying, you know what? The toilet paper companies aren't going out of business. The stores aren't closing. There's enough. There is always enough. And to keep holding that space, that the enoughness, that's our prosperity consciousness. That is our putting our faith in the system, the God system, the universe system, putting our faith that says there is enough for everybody and taking more. The idea of taking more so that someone has less ain't prosperity consciousness, it's fear. And I know a lot of people think, oh, the fear is justified. To what degree? That's my question. To what degree? What is it justified? If we think about the fear and the faith thing and the balance and all of that kind of stuff, one moment in your life, one moment in my life, when the message changed, something in our thinking, something hit the tipping point that moved us from, I am staying secure and the idea that I am living in a perfect universe. And one thing tipped us, may have tipped us to the other thing, oh my God, the sky is falling. One thought, one feeling did that. And just as that one thought and that one feeling can tip us this way, it can tip us this way. And that action that we can do that is called choice. We can choose in every single moment to be mindful of the news, but not obsessive about it. Stay informed. The best place that I know to stay informed about this specific instance is go to the CDC website. Because there's a lot of speculation, and there's a lot of theories, and there's a lot of conspiracy stuff, and there's a lot of everything's doing this to somebody else. The blaming doesn't do crap. Okay? And we know that. We know that in this teaching, we know that. We can stop that thought in its tracks by simply being aware of it, moving away from it and saying, I surround the situation with love, period. I don't need to know what somebody's making noise about or complaining or screaming out loud or not screaming out loud. I am making the choice right now to stand in a place of love and trust in the power that created all of it, including a virus. Because in this teaching, what we know is there is one, and we say it every Sunday, we said it again this morning, there is only one presence and one power active in the universe and in our lives. One thing. There is not God and a virus. There is not God and something else outside of it trying to disrupt God. God cannot be disrupted. God is unmoved, really. And you'll hear a lot of talk about this, I know, in the next weeks to come as this unfolds. There will probably be a lot of fist shaking at God. Why did God do this to us? Well, I'm going to move into the tiny little metaphysical, quantum physical science lesson. It is all God. A virus is a living organism just as a human being, just as a tree, just as an animal, just as a plant, anything that is a living organism. And if we go deeper still, at the atomic level, everything is a living organism, including a rock, including the air. Living organisms that are moving, there are vibrational levels to them. There is nothing outside of that. It is God, period. As a living organism, it has in its DNA the idea that it needs to live, as all living organisms do. They find a way to live. It doesn't make them evil. It doesn't make them good. It doesn't make them bad. There is no judgment around a living organism doing what it is designed to do. What I know and I affirm, and I'm going to keep doing that because that's what I practice, is that this thing, this virus, will evolve, just like every other one over the course of history has evolved. And the divine intelligence that is given to the human beings that are studying it and finding ways to stop it are being divinely guided to do that in the right time, in the right way, with as much concern as we all have to do, to keep, to save, to preserve life, but to find a way to deal with the virus that lives in our universe. So our job, my friends, is to move away from the idea that something is happening to us that we have no control over or we can't do anything about, because we can do something about it. We can do something about our response to it. And our response is, and I know this community, and I know the hearts and the love in this community, and I know this radiating love. I know that we have already seen and we are already stepping up to see the good. I already see the good that this week was spring break and the kids were already out of school. I see the blessing in that. I see people stepping up and saying, okay, we with our Feed Our People food bank, we know there are kids going to be out of school that depend on school lunches and school meals to stay fed. Our people have already stepped up here to make that happen, that the pantry stays full, that the food gets distributed. We can step it up even more because we are that. We know that we bring the good into the world and it expands exponentially. We know that checking on our friends and our loved ones can make all the difference right now. I'm grateful to know that we have technology that we can do this. We can still bring you some sort of a service, and who knows what it's going to be next week. We're punting right now. But I'm grateful that we have the creative team and force and support that we do here that will make it awesome. I'll promise you that. It's going to be cool. Tune in next week. I'm grateful to know that we have technology that we can connect with people across the globe to check in on them. FaceTime or Zoom or whatever platform, it doesn't matter. You can still pick up the phone. You can still text somebody. But what I encourage you to do is find a way to see somebody's face. Don't just call them. Don't just send them a text. Find a way to see somebody's face. And when you're out and about in the world, breathing fresh air, which I highly recommend. Smile at people. Smile at people. Because we're all in this. We are all in this. And I'm grateful to know that as well. It brings us back to this place that we are absolutely in this together. Life, not just a pandemic, an epidemic. We are in life together. Every single moment. So we can love anyway, pray anyway, believe anyway. And that's my charge to you. I'm going to do this, and I know I can't hear you online, but I'm just going to make you, we're going to do a little pledge. And those of you in the room, yes, I'm going to make you hold up your hand, whichever one you feel most comfortable with. You can do, we're going to say, I state your name. I state your name. Because yeah, I know this crowd, I know you're going to do that. I state my name. I promise that from here on out, I show up as God. I show up as the presence of love. I show up as the presence of affirmative prayer. I show up as kindness. I show up as patience. I show up as love. And you can put your hands down. Show up knowing that all is really well. Underneath every appearance and circumstance and condition that is coming at us right now. Remember, it's not coming at us. It is coming for us in the sense that we have this amazing opportunity to demonstrate love, to demonstrate the presence of God. And we can do that because underneath that, knowing that the presence of God is always here in us and through us, expressing as us, all is truly well. And we will know what to do. We will know what to do in the next moment. So I'm going to invite you, as you're sitting on your sofas or in your executive chairs with your fuzzy slippers on, comfortable, and with your families, with your loved ones, holding them close, as we in this room are holding you close, Lee, closely. Just do a little meditation. I invite you to breathe and breathe deeply. I invite you to breathe knowing that this is that place where we connect, consciously connect with Spirit, with God, with whatever name you have for that power. Because it is that power that breathes us when we are not even thinking about it. And I invite you to do a lot of breathing over the next days and weeks to remind yourselves, this is where I connect. This is where we begin connection. and know, absolutely know. Trust, put your faith in the idea. Put your faith in the truth that God is happening right now. God is happening, and we are expressing that happening. And in this meditation, I am going to read the other excerpt from that reading that Leslie Howe brought to us today. Because this is the affirmation. This is the truth. This is the thing that we can say. And even if you don't remember all of these words, and I don't expect you to, take them on. Take them into your subconscious. Take them into your heart. I am filled with the inexhaustible energy of life. I am filled with limitless enthusiasm for living. There is a deep calm at the center of my being, which is undisturbed, which is forever at peace. Forever at peace with the universe around me, and I know that the power of God and the power of good prevails. And that everything is being worked out now in the minds of people everywhere. A divine pattern of freedom, protection, cooperation, and health for all people. I know that no thoughts of doubt or depression can enter my consciousness. There is nothing in me that receives them. I live in the buoyancy of spirit. There are no doubts in my consciousness. I have an ever-deepening appreciation for all people, an ever-deepening sense of gratitude for the knowledge that the spirit cannot be assailed. I know that good is here, more good is coming to everyone, and that all problems or appearance of are solved. Neither fear nor self-pity can operate through me. I am alive with life, with joy, and with I am continuously upheld by a deep, unshakable conviction that there is a presence and a power and an intelligence in the universe which is working out a perfect pattern for human conduct and relationships. And so I rest in peace, in joy, and in love. And I know that this is not only true for myself, but for every person who lives. And I invite you now, those of you, all of you watching, I invite you to sing, even if you're in your underwear. Yeah, laughter's good. And so are bad notes. All right. I surrender to the power and presence of love within me. And all is well. All is well. I
surrender to the power and presence of love within me. And all is well. I surrender to the power and presence of peace within me. And all is well. Surrender to the power and presence of peace within me, and all is well. I surrender to the power and presence of joy within me, and all is well.
Thank you for being online today. Thank you for taking care of each other.